finally say, you as an auditor, you can control the mind, you can control aberrations, you know that you can make people well. Your case is high, it has stayed high, you remain in good self-possession, you are perfectly willing to grant beingness, life, or ARC, whatever we want to call it. You're perfectly willing to grant this to other people and so forth, and you audit this fellow and you gradually bring him upstairs as a terminal. You found him in the basement someplace. You got him up past scientist, got him up past medical doctor, up past psychoanalyst, up past a parson, up past a yellow dog out here in the alley, up past scorpions. Upstairs, higher, 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 and you got him up there somewhere in your realm of flight. You think this person's going to be effective thereafter and the life's going to benefit? You said it. And all this is tested solely by his communication ability, isn't it? The main thing you will see that is visible is the communication speed. His communication lag will be the quickest test of this. When he has a bad communication lag, he then and therefore cannot have very high ARC, cannot have a very high potential, cannot have much granting of beingness. All these things are consequent to this communication lag. See that clearly? All right. Then underlying every single process that you will ever learn is two-way communication. Two-way communication cuts in at the tone scale at minus 8.0. Down at that level, it'd just be a hunt-and-punch system. Mimicry in the dark sort of thing. It would move on up the line, it would get on up the line, and it would cut out as the only process possible, the only process possible, at 1.0. It would go all the way from minus 8.0 on the tone scale, clear on up to 1.0, as the only process possible. Will you learn that from our sites? By observing it. Freakler walked out of here the other day after 32 hours of processing. We still had a communication lag. You know why he did? Because he came in here at 0.5 on the tone scale. And the auditor processed him on opening procedure of 8C. An opening procedure by duplication for 32 hours. 32 hours of improper processing done by an auditor who is a pretty good auditor. Number one, this auditor had never studied science of survival, did not know his chart of human evaluation even vaguely. Number two, had evidently never completely learned what a communication lag is. And number three, had never understood that two-way communication is itself a process. He thought it was something which introduced processes, but it is a process, just as clearly a process as opening procedure by duplication. Let's take the rest of this scale and just look at it in passing. I'll mention it to you again. The rest of the scale would be that from about 1.1 up to 1.8 on the tone scale. Right in that range on either side, you see, from covert hostility just almost into antagonism, there is only one other process which really has a lot of value. And that's elementary straight wire. From 1.1 to 1.8, elementary straight wire has a great deal of value. But opening procedure by duplication will be found to fail all too often. He wasn't in communication in the first place, you see. But his idea, when you really got him up to 1.1, he will communicate with his past and your past and other people's past. You know, it's past, it's safe. So you have to get him up there to where he can look at life before you do much else with him. But the past is nagging him so much he's way back in the past somewhere. So actually, the most facile method of processing him, according to my experience, has been 1.1 to 1.8. It's been elementary straight wire. I'll give you a process for elementary straight wire that is a murderous process. It's murderous. And there's a little quirk on it that's equally murderous. And another process, there are two of them in there. Elementary straight wire, of course, is simply something you wouldn't mind remembering, something you wouldn't mind forgetting. I doubt if there's anybody present who's run elementary straight wire long enough to do any good. I'll agree to that. It's long enough, a couple of hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, something like that, at a stretch. You'll see some changes made. There'll be some changes made in that case. Well, let me give you the other switch. Another switch on this. I mean, this is a process. Put in the mystery to know scale on elementary straight wire. Give me a mystery you wouldn't mind remembering. Another 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 mystery you wouldn't mind remembering. A mystery you wouldn't mind forgetting. You got that line flat, so you're on one of them. And a mystery you wouldn't mind forgetting. 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 Give me another one, another one, another one. Okay, some sex you wouldn't mind remembering. Some sex you wouldn't mind remembering. Some sex you wouldn't mind remembering. Now, finally, some sex you wouldn't mind forgetting. Some sex you wouldn't mind forgetting. In other words, people at that level of the tone scale are pretty doggone wobbly. They've got to have a lot of significance, see? So if you just ask them something they wouldn't mind remembering, something they wouldn't mind forgetting, they actually are so complicated as people. They don't really swerve in toward anything, and they just sit there sort of gah. But there's a big liability of processing this individual on a technique that you can't observe inside his own bank, isn't there? Hmm? You can't look in his head. Well, actually, yes, you can with a communication lag. That communication lag will vary and change. If it stays the same, but is slightly laggy, or is fast, he's kidding you. An opening procedure of 8C could be used in such a case just to show him that you were boss around there, not to get him well. Now, let me give you another quirk on this. I said there were two. Something you wouldn't mind remembering, something you wouldn't mind forgetting is elementary straight wire, with ARC straight wire as being right in the same band. But something you wouldn't mind remembering and something you wouldn't mind forgetting on the subject of mystery, sex, eating, symbols, thinking, effort, emotion, looking, and knowing. You just run it in there, and it gives them enough significance to keep them going for quite a while, and you'll see some changes made. Now, there's another way of running old-time 8D. Pick out the fellow whose universe he's interiorized in. Mama. All right, let's go to town. Give me something real about your mother. Time in your communication about your mother. In other words, a specific person out of whose universe you're trying to exteriorize him. You're trying to pull him out of this universe. So something real about him. Something real about that other universe, you see. And you'll see him go, pop. Why? Because he's as-ising the connecting communication lines which still remain to his mother. Mother's obviously of a higher potential than he was, or otherwise he wouldn't be in that universe. All right, let's take a look here. Let's take a look and see and find out that elementary straight wire is intensely usable. But it will depend upon you and your ability to observe to know whether or not the preclear is actually remembering anything or not, won't it? And therefore it takes a sharp auditor to use that. It would also take a knowledge on your part of the tone scale as given, and nothing more than is given in science of survival. You'd have to know that great big chart of human evaluation. You'd be able to look along here and see by various factors where he actually is on the tone scale. You really find him there, too. Now, the communication lag will change, and he will rapidly improve. Maybe in an hour or two, he will become quite improved. You jump the band, then. You'd get upstairs, up to 1.8, and about 1.8 then you would be able to run opening procedure of 8C, and you would be able to run opening procedure of 8C until he finally hit about 2.3 on the tone scale, or 2.5, in other words, the boredom range, and then hitting by opening procedure by duplication from there on up and through conservatism, and you'll knock him out on conservatism on this. Remedy of hattiness actually does not take place as a very, very effective process until you have somebody at about 3.5 on the tone scale, and then it becomes intensely effective. And spotting spots in space cannot be done by anybody who is not, at least once in a while, at the band of enthusiasm. Well, these are the processes you have. They're simply plotted on the tone scale, but let's take a good look at this and recognize that the widest band we have
1.1 on down south through 0.0 through 4. Minus 4.0 on through minus 6.0 on down to minus 8.0. The only possible process anywhere on that range would be two-way communication. Well, if this is the case, for Christ's sakes, how do we use it as a process? Well, we have a particular question we ask. That's how we use it.
That is elementary straight wire.
If this disagrees with anything I have said before, what I'm saying now is true. The only reason you've ever been fed a question to go along with two-way communication is just so that you can at least get in there and stir up a communication lag. You understand? So that you can understand the communication lag. But that isn't what you're expected to run on a pre-clear for the rest of your life. Let's look at it. Let's take a good look at this, and we'll find out that from minus 8.0 up here to 1.0 on the tone scale, we've got no business using anything under the sun except two-way communication. Two-way communication means he's got to say things and you've got to answer them too. Most curious thing ever happens is when an auditor tells some preacher that he's fishing up out of the rain barrel, out of some medical school. Don't ever attempt one out of a psychology major class. Don't do that to yourself. Just don't bother. Because two-way communication is too well shielded in that particular case. Freud says a thing in lecture 27 or 28 at the end, and these people then cannot be healed by us. We can say this about psychologists. These people then are not desirous of being healed by us. You know why? They sit there and observe the effect. They're trained to sit there and observe the effect. Anybody who's been trained in psychology will sit back in an auditing chair and observe the effect. Once in a while, I get real brutal with him, grab him by the nape of the neck, make him go over and touch the wall, and then sit there and see if anything happened. They're not there to be processed toward being any better. They're not there to be processed so as to become clear. They're not living in order to attain any goal or be happy or anything else. They're just living in order to observe an effect. Not create one, you understand. No. Just observe one. Out in the street, a blade of grass moves. That's an effect. So they write it down in the book. That's the way they're trained. One of the best ways to get rid of that is just butcher them on this basis of two-way communication. Only you make two-way communication with them one way or the other. But ask them to observe an effect. Or what effects can they observe? Or anything like this that taps the circuit. It's a very curious thing. Now, let's in this last 15 minutes really get down to cases on two-way communication. Just what is two-way communication? It is you asking a question and receiving the exact answer to the question. It is also the preclear asking an exact question and receiving an answer to that question. Right? And it is being used ordinarily on people who are so full of significances that any communication on anything is either aberrative or a process. Do I make myself very clear here? It's either aberrative or a process. Anything they're doing in life would fall in these two categories. They meet some fellow, tips his hat to him in the morning, and they think, let me see. Let's see, did he? No, what did he mean? No, I guess I'm in good. I don't know. See, figure. At least it'll do. Or apathy, an emotional reaction on their part. Somebody's actually tipped their hat to them and they're so degraded, you see, and they just caved in by this whole action. I think I'm exaggerating things, but this is the way these people live. They're covered up with some social machinery now and then. But when they're rough, they're rough. How do you know? Well, there's a thing called disassociation that you certainly better get cognizant with, and I would advise you that you put on your little medallion, dong dong around your neck, and take a walk down to the local spin bin or any home or sanitarium. You just talk to some of those patients in there, and you won't be asking anybody after that what somebody being out of communication means. You'll see tremendous varieties of it. And one of the varieties you'll see is this sort of thing. Statement on your part, zong, 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 and then they dodged their own. They dodged yours, and then what they said, although it wasn't on the subject, now has to be dodged, and now anything that they said then now has to be dodged. In other words, dodge, 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 dodge. See, they're dodging everything in life. They are trying to avert ever being at the effect point of a communication line. So therefore, anything you say, they change the subject. And then, having changed the subject, they then have to change the subject for sure in order not to have a straight line there. And this is called disassociation. It is almost impossible for a sane person, unless he simply memorized an actual transcript of one of these people, to even mock up this type of disassociation. It's almost impossible to. I've tried it several times. And I just never really get a grip on it. Therefore, any rendition that I would give you would be a poor one on this subject. Because the second I start into that kind of logical traveling and so forth, I will at least add a significance of making it funny or something like this. And they don't do this. It's just perfectly dull. You say, is that chair comfortable? And you would expect them, the person, to reach down and touch the chair or do something in connection with the chair, but these people do not do that. Not even vaguely. They will look over at the window. And then you expect them to tell you that the window is open, but they don't say anything about the window. They talk about the stove, which they now have their back to. You see, and having talked about the stove, now something comes up about some relative. Only there's nothing secret or anyplace. And it's just a lost circuit that you see these people walking through. Listen, to get a straight stimulus response on these people, such as you ask a question and they give you an answer, is one of the most fabulous things you ever heard of. So you know what you do with them? You shake them by the hand and squeeze their hand twice. And the first time they squeeze your hand once, and you shake them again, you say, no, you know, squeeze it twice. See? Don't be surprised, see a fear charge come off. They will finally squeeze your hand twice and reply. You see some relief on this basis, two-way communication. You go in and you salute them. And they salute you. Exact duplication, by the way. I mean, not perfect duplicate, but they're mirror duplicate, you know. They salute you with the same hand on the other side. A rapport, something of this character. If you ever get a patient of that character to do anything like that with you, and you don't salute back so they can salute you back, you don't salute them back so they can salute you back, back and forth, and recognize that you really got a process going here, you ought to be examined by Steves. In other words, that's a process, isn't it? So what's this communication? It's cause, distance, effect, with a duplication and effect. What does it cause? And cause changing position on the line. You finally get them to a point where they'll salute you and you salute back. Now, people always miss on little kids. They go goo goo, blah blah blah, and yeah 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 yeah, wave bye bye, and they pick up their hands, you don't wave it bye bye like mad. And so forth. And then the next day, the little kid comes in and steps on their toe or something like that, does something, you know, in this line. They don't two-way respond to the kid at all. They pat him on the head or, you know, say, goo, goo, da, da, way, blah, blah, blah. What are they doing? They're doing a compulsive, obsessive outflow, obviously to a being who cannot register or recommunicate. You want to get into good ARC with a kid so the kid will mind you and not fall in the garbage can and do other weird and strange things and be successful in life. So what? Don't go pounding them around, for heaven's sakes. They just never anything happened in that direction. But let them communicate to you once in a while, you know? They walk up to you and they say, blum, blum, blum. Well, for heaven's sakes, say at least yes or no, you know? Or say glub, glub in response. But let them originate a communication once in a while. And if you don't let anybody originate a communication ever, you get on one of these stuck flow bases. And there you are. Neither will either get swamped or pay no further attention to you. In either case, they go out of communication with you. See, they go out of communication. Now parents wonder whether children get to be 4, 5, 6. One way, when you take them out to a soda fountain or a movie or something like that, they sit there and yell and scream and they want something and they
They whine and moan and victimize their parents at every way. They don't mind, and they wonder when they're 21 and 22 why they've gone off and married the wrong girl or the wrong boy, and, you know, and why in college they didn't study and why they never answer any mail. Particularly, you'll hear parents always complaining about this. Johnny never writes them a letter. Now, I've seen a few slaps administered to a kid, just a few slaps administered to a kid to put him out of an emanation band. Just drop him out of an emanation band, you know, around the house. He can take it from life, you see, but taking it around the house, that would be something else, from a maid or somebody like that. You see, just a few cuffs, all of a sudden go out of communication. It's out of the communication band. Get sick. Stick somewhere low on the tone scale. Stay there for a day or so. Sick, and then finally rebound. You've just watched a person go down tone scale and up tone scale. Well, you actually could produce the same effect just by letting him reach and you withdraw. See, if he happened to reach towards you just accidentally, you back up. And you get an astonishing thing. Now, I know of a case where a person finds it utterly impossible to make children or dogs obey. Utterly impossible. This person cannot understand it. No dog or no child has ever been trained by this person satisfactorily. And yet this person has tried and tried and tried. Never worked. Can't train him. Doesn't matter what dog it is. Even if a dog is trained at a kennel someplace, you know, and is then turned back to him, he says, heel, the dog runs away. He says, lie down, the dog jumps up on his chest and licks him in the face. He just can't figure this out. But he never could figure this out either. The dog in playing around, let's say a dog's playing around, see, just chewing around and chewing on an old shoe, you know, and you walk in the room, the dog comes over, looks at the shoe you got on and says, rah, 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 you know, grabs hold of your shoe. Now, the person I just talked to you about with, so would say, get away, what are you doing chewing on my shoe? See? Now, how are you, Rover? In other words, under his conditions, with life exactly arranged the way he wants it, he will talk to the dog. The dog offered a communication, didn't he? He actually offered a game. Dogs play four or five games. It's just standard games of dogs. All right, he came in and he offered a game. He didn't inquire whether or not your shoes had just been shined or not, but then you didn't inquire whether or not he just scratched his ear when you fluffed up the hair on the back of it. He bit you. Well, this person, if you were in good communication with life in general, you're not an analyzed reaction, but just your instinctive reaction would be, ouch! Don't do that! Get away from me, you beast! What are you trying to do to me? You're letting him emanate, because you're not basically scared. You can play a game. See that? This dog thinks you're wonderful. You're a stranger. He's done this. Next time you come to the house, he'll think you're wonderful. So he'll come out and he'll look at you and he'll wag and he'll go, and you look at him and you go, how are you? Oh, that's a great guy. Great guy, you know. Two-way communication in all directions and so on. I had people say to me, what do you do to animals? It's nothing mysterious. What do you do to animals? What do you do to kids? Every time you come over here, Ron, every time you come over here, these children just go completely out of control. What's the matter with you? I've been so mean as to say occasionally completely out of control. Are you sure they were in control before I came? But they've certainly come to life on this kind of a basis. And I've seen kids get beaten down enough so that any playful push in their directions or tap in their directions, they just instinctively cringe away and try to go out of communication. In other words, a reach in their direction is enough to make them go out of communication. Now, you understand, I'm also talking to you about preclears. I'm talking to you about children and dogs. Look, your preclear is well enough off. I'm just talking about living form. Same thing would apply to ants, plaster saints, anything. Just talking about life. All right. Your preclear, the surest measure you ever had is your preclear's willingness to play a game with you. He's as bad off as he can't play a game.
lot of preachers come in, sit down, you start processing, they'll run anything for you. They'll give you any kind of effects you can think of all over the house. They're good shape anyhow. Say, be 3 feet back of your head, they probably wouldn't be without any trouble at all. They go through a drill, they do this, they do that. Look at this person's life. Life is a game. Earth is a playing field. No more than that. All right, this other preacher comes in. He says, I don't know, I feel pretty bad today. Your audit and session last week really didn't do me very much good. You know. He's just announced to you at that moment he can't play a game. How is another way he announces to you that he can't play a game? You say, well, let's see if we can get down and finish off that straight wire we were running last week. Well, that really didn't do me too much good. I actually had a dream. He isn't in this straight wire game at all, see? I mean, he's out of communication with you. You, being educated as a social animal, are liable to believe that you're talking to somebody who has a rational reason why he doesn't want to run straight wire. All you're talking to is somebody who cannot answer your question. The sooner you learn that, the sharper you'll get. They sound so reasonable. Well, actually, the band between about 0.75 on the tone scale and about 2.2 in that band right in there, my God, reason! Oh! Why, they could give you a total explanation, probably with all the physical laws involved, of exactly how a sun got created. But by God, they could never walk in the sunlight. Do you get the sudden difference here? Oh, can they be reasonable? And they keep on fooling you as an auditor by being so reasonable. You're guilty of an overt act all the time, too, along a certain part of this band. See? Just by being there, your there-ness, you want to know what your overt act is? Your there-ness is the overt act. You are in a mass, in a form, you are visible, and that alone is the overt act to people in that tone scale band. And you're going to run these people on opening procedure by duplication and precision, expect them to get in touch with their environment. Well, once in a while you'll be lucky, and that luckiness, that one lucky one, will sell you on the idea that then you could run this opening procedure on anybody, any place. You could get this person to drill around like an automaton and go over and touch walls, that sort of thing, and then after you've given him a couple of hours of session, you would say to him, how do you feel now? And he'd say, you know, I really didn't get through. There was one spot up there that I didn't... Hey, he was going to go through like a little doll all wound up. You're not in communication with him. Did it ever occur to you that you have a high enough ARC to run a body around a room just by dropping a nickel in the slot? And that there's no pre-clear walking around the room? Did it ever occur to you that you could animate a body into HC? You sure can. And the only way you can really tell whether you're doing it or not is two-way communication. Can that person put out a communication that you can answer? Can you put out a communication that he can answer? Can you talk about something that is interesting in order to get life a little bit uncomplicated as is, to get some of these legs out? Just get him talking at first and let him get you talking. Anyway, but remember, the only communication there is in talk. There are other ways to communicate too, you know. All the tactile sensations can be used in two-way communication. And then you finally get him up to a point where he really talk to you. You had to see him several times, you know. Finally, he's really talking to you, and you're talking to him. There's where analysis misses every time, you know. It takes two-way communication. It isn't a pre-clear sitting there puking words year after year. That can make anybody off. To match that two-way communication, the analyst had to do the same thing. All right, back and forth we go here. Back and forth we go. We could then get him up to elementary straight wire. And we can run elementary straight wire on him, then we can run almost anything, you see, when we get him through that lag. He can contact his past is still there. He can still live. Life will become more clear to him. You'll break him out of that bed, and then hit him on HC. This is the way I've been running them lately, with a tremendous amount of success, just overwhelming quantities of success with them.
The only place they've been watching auditors fail is they forget that they can run a body by their own willpower. And they get a person who is not in two-way communication. They run his body around the room through 8C, and I don't know how many thousand years they could do it. But they'd get awfully expert in running two bodies at once, the body that's sitting in the chair and the body that's going around. Okay.